Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Really?
Rally. Sounds like we have another caller.
I just called in.
Yeah.
You were in the middle of your announcement while I was doing it. You probably heard me come in.
Yeah, there was one before me. I almost missed the podcast. I was talking to Joe Mama.
He does that. He does that.
Oh, good. I was keeping track of the time.
Hey, I'm looking at what looks to be the full disclaimer.
Yes, although I've got some new updates for it. I just haven't updated it.
Oh, well, too late for this show.
I know, that's right. So you want to read it?
Sure, here it goes. All right. Demented Dungeons & Dragons disclaimer. That's DDD and DD. Anyway, starting over. Okay. Demented Dungeons & Dragons disclaimer. Legal notice. This podcast is for educational and or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and not admissible in court. Our firsthand knowledge is your hearsay evidence. And you should always go and do your homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical, de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s, or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, and your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, and your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would have them pray for you. Love others as you want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicine. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is the result of a nutritionally deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and or other animals. We are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
Now explain man and or other animal.
All right. Well, our wonderful federal government and several of the states, as far as I know, all the states, but I can't confirm that yet, have in their rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines, the things that they call laws, certain laws on the books in which they say you can't prescribe these items to man and or other animals. Well, you know, if you walked up to a group of people and said, these church growers or other criminals, you'd be calling them...
Oh, you mean like cops and other criminals?
Yeah, you'd be calling them criminals.
Right.
All right. You know, you name their group, and then you say, or other criminals. You know, the or other indicates that the first item is part of the second.
Right.
Well, the laws refer to man or other animals. All of the FDA rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines are based on that. So
all of them?
Are you in it? Well, I don't know that for sure, but a significant number of them are.
There you go.
I know that for sure because I've seen some of the rules and regulations and standards and guidelines that they, in which they state that. Now, have I gone through and verified that they state it every single time? No, I have not. But I've found several references where they do. And you should do your homework, as is suggested in our disclaimer here. Go find out for yourself. Look up the phrase, man or other animals, or man and other animals. Just look up that phrase and see what you can find popping up in the
law books.
Yeah, in the law books, you know. And it, you know, you'd be surprised. And it doesn't really stand out because, you know, if you don't think about it, it doesn't register that they're calling you an animal. But,
meh.
You know, if you're a Bible-believing Christian, you know, you're not an animal. And so that's, you know, kind of a, if they insist that you're an animal, that's kind of a religious persecution. And I don't know. I know of one man who went to jail because he's preaching that. I know of another man that stayed out of jail because he used that. So,
right.
Kind of, you know, hard to say how it'll go if you, you know.
But you got to play their word games properly.
You got to play their word games properly or not be in the wrong place at the right time. So.
Yeah, like never understand anything.
Well, yeah, because they tear that word apart and use it to mean that you stand under. It doesn't mean
right.
that you comprehend what they're saying. It means that you agree to do what they're telling you to do. And
yep.
you probably don't agree. You know.
Right, but they always ask you, the beginning of any hearing, do you understand the charges that are brought against you?
And the correct answer is no, because really you don't even comprehend them.
Right.
You don't agree with them in the first place, and you probably don't comprehend them because they use this twisted language in the first place, and it's hard to say what they mean.
Yeah.
I mean, even something as simple as, what's your birthday? Well, the honest truth is you swore an oath, probably, before them to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And A, you really don't know your birthday. And B, you don't know what they're talking about when they ask you for your birthday. You know, quite frankly, I don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
Which, you know, I know, on the face of it makes me look stupid, but hey. Rather be safe and stupid than smart
Well, you know more about legalese than I do. And if you're confused about some of it, then imagine how confused the rest of us are.
Or, yeah, you're so confused you don't even know that you're confused.
Right. And they broadside you with all this stuff. It's like you're overwhelmed. You don't know what to do. And you're just scared. Most people are scared. And
well, yeah, you don't want to look like an idiot. You don't want to look like a fool, and you don't want to challenge them because you don't want the judge mad at you because he might give you some horrible judgment.
And which he's already going to give you.
Well, he's going to give you a horrible judgment, but it's not going to be as bad as it could be. And they make it clear that it could be worse.
Oh yeah,
they threaten you. So you're under
fear
duress.
Yeah,
you're under duress from the moment you walk in. You know, their side has guns, and you're not allowed to carry any in.
Right. You're not even allowed to carry recording devices anymore to back up your story if they say something that didn't really happen or if they do something that didn't really happen.
Not that it would really matter, because they'd make their rulings anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, Stockton, we have a guy who was charged with murder of his mother. She had committed suicide, and the nurse, when they took her to Bolivar, the nurse was on her toes, got a recording device, and did a quick interview with her before she died. Did your son do this? And the woman shook her head no, but the nurse reported that she had nodded yes. And so this guy, for 3 years, was in limbo. Had to get a lawyer to defend himself. 3 years. The Attorney General had this information, had the videotape of the nurse's interview. His lawyer had access to it. The judge had access to it. Okay? They drag it out for 3 years. Finally get him before a jury. The jury watches it, comes to the conclusion that the nurse had reported it wrong, and let the guy go. Sounds good, doesn't it? Justice served. Guy was not convicted of a crime he didn't commit. But he was.
Just took him 3 years to get there, and he lost everything in the process.
He lost everything in the process. He suffered a greater penalty than if he just said, I'm guilty, throw me in jail.
Well, yeah, he would have lost
everything. No, yeah, he did.
Then he would have became somebody's butt buddy, probably.
Well, he wouldn't have lost everything, but he would have been somebody's butt buddy, probably.
Yeah. See the way he suffered.
Yeah. But at least when he got out of jail, he still would have had his property. Now he's on welfare because he lost everything. He lost his house. He lost his property. He lost all of his investments. It all went to the attorney that supposedly was defending him. And quite frankly, did him a great injustice, because that attorney should have taken a look at the evidence and said, hey, judge, throw this out now or we're suing the pants off the county.
Right. So, yeah, the judge
and the judge should have taken one look at the evidence and said, the judge should have looked at the evidence and said, oh, we don't have anything.
Right, there's no case here.
Yeah, the attorney should have looked at it and said, there's no case here.
Right.
But they saw a way to make money, and so they did. They got paid for hundreds of hours of casework. Judge got time in the bench, got paid for it.
Well, and the judge and the lawyer are probably buddies. The judge probably got money under the table.
Yeah, what's the minimum cost of a house around here? I mean, you know, in town you're going to get at least, what, $35,000?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, you know, minimum, you know.
Yeah.
Unless the house is completely falling apart, you know. But even then, it's going to get a good chunk of change, all right? That attorney probably charged the client more than that, when you really shouldn't have made a whole lot on it in the first place. It should have been done and over with within a week or less.
True.
It's like, hey, you don't have any evidence, you know. I'm kind of curious if it went before a grand jury, because all these things are supposed to go before some form of grand jury. And I'm kind of curious. I'll have to look into this. I'm kind of curious what the grand jury said. Because
I don't think it got that far. They usually.
Anytime you're accused, anytime you're accused of a major crime, it's supposed to go before some sort of grand jury to confirm that indeed It looks like
oh,
a crime
the
was
grand
committed.
Jury, not the Supreme Court. Never mind.
No, yeah, no, no, yeah, grand jury. It, basically, 12 people from your county are supposed to look the case over before you go up. Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Now, I'm kind of curious if that even happened.
Probably not.
You know?
Bunch of criminals and all.
Judges, cops, so, prosecutors, and other criminals.
Pretty much. Yeah, I like my deal on Facebook. You know, I posted about the RFID chip, removing it from your debit cards. And this lady commented, she's like, what is this? I never had a credit card in my life. Blah, blah, blah. Which, you know, I took my hat off to her.
I'd like to meet her.
Yeah, she, I don't know, maybe she lives in the hills and doesn't have to worry about anything like that. But she don't have a debit card, she don't have a credit card, nothing.
A little hard to order anything online. I'd like to meet her parents.
Right. So I explained to her that, you know, the chip can be read from up to 40 feet away. And I basically said that your information can be stolen by cops and or other criminals just by walking or driving past you.
And it's not unprecedented for cops to steal money off of people's credit cards either.
Especially here in Oklahoma.
Well, yeah, in other states too. But yeah,
Oklahoma's the one that made the news.
Yeah. Yeah, they have these, the cops carry card readers with them. And when they confiscate your wallet, they go through all your cards, and if you have a substantial balance, they take it off under the excuse that it's potentially be used for buying drugs and such.
Right. It could be used for criminal activity.
Right. And then you have to take them to court in their courts to get it back.
Right, and pay court fees.
And I forget who it was I read, but basically they had to pull up a bunch of publicity, which didn't really want to back them up, but in the end did, before they got 90% of their money back.
Yeah, they never
and
did get
I think
all
that
the
was,
money.
I think that was the state of Illinois. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. It could have been Oklahoma, but... You know.
That wouldn't surprise me. Well, any of the states anymore wouldn't surprise me.
It's like, yeah, we won't
okay.
press charges against
you
if you accept 90% and whatever else. Do I have any notes? No, I couldn't download the podcast this week.
All right. Oh, wait.
I would get 7%. It would hang. And then I have to start it over again.
Nice. Well, we used to have 62 international numbers. We now have 63 international numbers. I'm not sure which one got added, but we got another international number. So people can call in from all over the world.
Yeah, or... at least many places they're on.
Yeah, and unfortunately for David, no one can call in from the Philippines yet. Unless there's a number on the list that is inexpensive for them to call, they can call that number.
Right. Now, on the off chance we actually do have a listener, how would they get to the website to listen live?
DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. And actually, you should be able to log into the website, create an account, log into the website, and join us live on the podcast there as well. And actually, that's not at Dungeons and Dragons, or hang on. It's not at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. It's actually at freeconferencecall.com/ DD, the letter N, and D. Now, I know previously you put in /wall/DD and D. That takes you to the wall, but I don't think you have to type in wall. But either way, you just go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, and the link is there.
Okay, I'm going to check
on like just about every page. What?
Because I think the Demented Dungeons and Dragons site directed me to that /wall thing.
Yeah, I basically gave shortcuts. I tried to give a shortcut to the international numbers, but what it is it's an asterisk after the /DD&D. And if you actually type in that asterisk after the deal, it won't take you to the international numbers.
You mean so the, not an asterisk, but a hashtag.
Hashtag, yeah. It's in the JavaScript to make the window pop up when you click on the deal. So there's no HTML link to the deal unless I go into the coding and find it. I don't know where it is. I haven't looked either, so.
Okay, I think wall is necessary.
Huh?
I think wall is necessary because I just tried it, and it comes up with a page that says, that doesn't look right. We can't seem to find the page you're looking for.
So freeconferencecall.com/wall/DDND. David. So the letter N for DDND. That'll take you to our free conference call page. And there's a login option. Because you won't actually be able to access any of the stuff unless you log in, which is why I'm still posting the stuff on our old, well, at least with the phone. I don't know about on the PC. The phone, the mobile version sucks. I mean, I'm logged in and I can't even hardly access anything on the mobile version. So that's why we're still using the website on my server, because I don't really like their website all that much. But yeah, there should be an option to log in with your computer so you can join us live in any country as long as you got internet on the PC. So there's your Skype answer. Because I know for your conference calling or whatever one we was using, which is the same company, had that feature. So I'm 90% sure this one has the same feature because it's supposed to be just an upgraded version of the last.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, there's no. I wonder if she could use Japan.
If it's close and it's cheap for her to call. I mean, some countries have agreements with other countries and you can call them for practically free.
Right. This is true. And this is something that living there, she might know.
Well, all she has to do is call her provider and ask her provider what countries I'm allowed to call for free or cheap.
And they'll probably laugh at her and say, you're not even allowed to call the Philippines for free or cheap.
Well, not free, because, you know, you got to pay a bill, but you know what I mean. No extra charge.
No extra charge. Yeah, see, and we don't even know how they do long distance in other countries because, quite frankly, the whole long distance charge thing was part of federal law. The companies had to charge something. And that's why the cell phones were so great, because they didn't fall under that regulation. And so
at first.
Well, they still don't. They don't have to charge for long distance. You say unlimited long distance as if it's something that they're giving you out of the goodness of their heart. No, they're giving it to you because they don't have to charge you for long distance. So, kind of made it hard for the landline people because then they had to compete with that stuff.
So that was a federal regulation that made people charge for long distance?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where it came in, but it was along that lines. Is government stepping in and making rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines?
Well, yeah, they probably wanted the cell phone or the phone companies to make more money so they can charge more taxes.
Well, yeah, or like the state of California. State of California literally asks the federal I can't say it right. Clean air people.
Okay, so basically they wanted to do it, but they didn't want to look like the bad guy, so they made a rule, regulation, standard, code, or guideline so that everybody had to do it.
Right, which kept little guys out. Because little guys had a hard time starting up doing that kind of obnoxious practice. You know. So.
Right. The Band of Brothers.
Yeah, see, now some of the cell phone companies let you... And see, now some of the cell phone companies let you call Mexico and Canada for free. So...
Nice.
You know, so we don't really know how.
When I had a girlfriend in Mexico, but don't matter anymore.
Who's who?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But yeah, that would have been awesome back then.
Woohoo! You should look her up again.
I've tried. But I don't know. I mean, periodically I've tried. I guess I didn't really try hard enough, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I did tell Viv we're doing a podcast, and if she went to the website, she might be able to listen in for free. I don't know how she'd do that.
She can listen, not live.
She can't listen live?
Well, I mean, oh, yeah, she went to the website and logged in and went through all the steps. Yeah, she can listen live and or call in. Yeah, she can always listen after the fact.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever signed up for this site, to be honest. If I did, I'd probably use this email account.
Okay.
Which I'm trying to type in and talk at the same time and can't do. We'll say stay logged in. Submit. And it says please wait.
Please wait.
Please wait.
Yeah, I'm going to be telling you that here in a minute because I'm at the sand loading facility and I'm going to have to check in.
Oh, goody. I need to go find a book to read.
Oh, God. This is where we put our listeners to sleep. If they're not already asleep.
Right.
I haven't even got to my list yet.
That's all right.
Well, my list is getting longer and longer and longer.
Oh, cool. I found the perfect thing to read to them. The Grizzly Industrial.
Come on. Oh, okay. What channel are they on here, 10?
What's that?
What channel are they on here?
I was on 3.
Oh, okay.
That's what they have in front back there.
Okay.
I'm gonna go hurry and touch them. Are you guys going to the ring? Have you guys been going to the ring?
One of them.
Going to the well?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are more important.
Maybe. Okay, anyway. This guy's kind of goofy, but whatever. Okay. Sponsors.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's enough of that.
Truckerdate.com?
Yeah, we don't really have any sponsors. I'm the only sponsor. Yeah, actually, the good thing about Trucker Date is I've got an affiliate program, and I'm giving away 80% commission. And I also have another one called Off-Grid Singles. I'm about to upgrade it, too, once I have the money to upgrade it. And it, too, will have an affiliate program. And it, too, I will be giving away 80% commission. So I tell people 75%, at least 75%, because it might go down in the near future, but it won't go below 75% for quite some time. I believe that, you know, hey, you know, people's going to advertise for me. I'm going to give them most of the money.
All right.
I mean, yeah. So I got truckerdate.com. I've been doing that since 2003. Right now the activity's down because the site crashed in 2016.
Ouch.
Yeah, nobody. At the place where I had the website, the software, nobody wanted to help me. Turned out it had faulty software, and it took my business partners and I forever to be able to, one, we ended up moving it to our server because we couldn't do anything with it on the other server, and then it took us a while to figure out what was wrong with it. We was able to fix the bug, sort of, but we were able to get it fixed and back online, but we wasn't able to fix the bug permanently. So every few days it would go down again, and we had to go back in, clear everything out, and reboot it.
That's no good.
In this one section, and if we did that, it would reboot. Everything would work fine for a few days until it crashed again.
Right.
So yeah, I lost a lot of member activity. I've got several thousand members there, but the activity is down. There's still people visiting it, just it's not as much. So I'm trying to get member activity back up again, and so I'm giving away handsome rewards for recruiting businesses, for advertising, and recruiting members. You know, domestic and foreign. I don't care. You know, as long as they're not catfish, that's all we care about.
Right.
So
pretty much
none of
Western Africa.
Well, yeah, basically. But I mean, yeah, I mean, tell these Filipino women about it, you know. There's a lot of guys. There's more guys than girls on there. We need more women. So, I mean, I'm not opposed to, you know, turning it into a, not really a mail-ordered bride site, but, you know, there's a lot of foreign women who are wanting to come over here to the U.S. And, you know, hey, I got a lot of guys on the site that are looking for women, so we get more women on there.
Is there a possibility that women could get a discounted membership, you know?
Well, the problem is most of the catfish are people posing as women. So I don't give any special rates to any gender. What I do is it's free to receive messages. You only have to pay to send a message. But here's the kicker. Women can get basically free membership if the guy they're talking to wants to give them credits. So, because I know women don't like to pay for memberships. So if the guy wants the woman to talk to him, he can buy the credits and he can donate the credits to her.
Okay, I see a snafu in that.
Right.
What if she turns around and uses his credits to talk to some other guy?
Yeah, I know. I mean, you can't. There's no sure bet. But I mean, that's the only alternative. You know, because I originally was giving everybody, like, I don't know, several hundred credits so that they can just get on there and talk until they run out of credits. But the problem is the catfish sit there and blow people up, and it's like, well, you know.
Right.
Then again, they blow through their money pretty quick, or they blow through their credits pretty quick, spamming people. But... You know, so now I just give them 11 credits, which gives them basically not very much, you know, unless I can prove they're a real person right away, then I'll automatically gift them more credits.
Right.
So you need some sort of
verification process.
Yeah, I have a sort of verification process. You know, it's like I have their phone number on there, but, you know, I have to where, you know, they can put down their phone number and Facebook and some other ways to prove themselves. The problem is I don't call everybody that signs up because
right.
I just don't. I probably should. Hang on.
Well, how much would it cost? How much would it cost you to do that?
Yes.
He does it first time. Would you go help him?
Yeah.
Please.
All right, I'll be right back.
Okie dokie.
It's book sleeping time.
All right, folks. When Kano gets back, tell him that I read you the Grizzly Industrial Woodworking and Metalworking Machinery Catalog. Okay. That's just a secret between us. I'm not going to really read that to you, but just tell them that I did. All right. I've got here, actually, I got Mother Earth News from February and March of 2018. Wow. Somebody went into the future and brought this back to me. Anyway. Oh, I don't know what I want to read you. There's some... Really should have some pre-prepared stuff. I have an article here on how to ask the right questions at a farmer's market. All right. Though farmer markets have the reputation of selling locally and sustainably grown food, greenwashing is still commonplace. Some sellers buy industrial produce at wholesale prices and pass off as homegrown, and unregulated terms such as natural or no spray imply more than they mean. While purchasing only certified organic products avoids this problem, many farmers' markets don't have certified organic sellers. That, folks, would be me. For one, I will not get USDA certification. I won't go anywhere near them. It doesn't mean anything to me. I see USDA organic in the store, and I have to still read the label very carefully before I'll buy the product, because they'll slip in certain non-organic substances and certain non-organic foods, you know, if you can call them foods, that, you know, they'll slip in a couple of GMOs on you. And the definition of organic is it's not going to be a genetically modified organism, but the USDA allows at least two genetically modified organisms in the list. And so you can go buy these products. Now, At this time, I'm not going to name what those products are specifically that I know about, but, you know, it's not that hard to go out and do a little bit of research on your own and find out that, yes, indeed, these things that are not organic are allowed to be listed as organic by the USDA. So I'm not going to apply with them. But there are other organizations, and this article talks about an organization called Cornucopia. So I'm going to look up this place called the Cornucopia Institute and see what they have to say. I don't know if they'd point you toward the USDA or not. I hope they don't. I do know that there's supposed to be some non-government organizations that you can get certified through. I know that there's organizations like, I can't think of the name right now. The man who wrote a book, Permaculture Design, a designer's manual. He runs up an organization that they're self-certifying. You can take his courses in permaculture design, and you take their certificate course and get certified by them. Their certification, I would trust. Government certification? No, there's, you know, they don't have morals.
Most of them don't.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, overall, they don't have morals. You know, you talk about government. Okay, so you got Ron Paul. Ron Paul apparently has morals. Does he run the show? No. Does he have any control? No. Do they do all sorts of things that he disapproves of? Oh, most certainly. Can he do anything about it? No, he can't. He can tell you.
Yeah,
and he does so in a week.
Former now, because he's tried to do stuff, but he hasn't had a very good look at it.
No. As a matter of fact, it's in one more minute, we should be playing his weekly broadcast. Because, but, you know, overall, government, immoral. You know, if they're a politician, they're immoral. Overall, you know, there are a few exceptions here and there, but, you know, one thing you can trust government to do is to make agencies that do not protect the people that supposedly they're protecting. And, you know, so you want to go to private industry, you know, to private organizations to get your certification. And I would recommend, you know, I recommend for myself to seek out three agencies that will certify my farm as organic based on certain rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines that they impose. And then I get to choose whether I'm going to follow their rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines, and they get to choose whether they certify me or not. Okay? So if I want their certification, you know, I follow them. If I don't want their certification, then I don't. And, you know, that kind of goes for the USDA, because I don't choose to get certification from them, because I think certification from them would actually be a negative. So, but I'll seek out these other organizations. I think Cano ran across one, and I haven't hunted it down yet, but we should hunt them down and see what their standards are. See if we can meet those standards, and then, you know, pay them to come out and verify that we meet their standards. So, and then we can put certified by. You know.
They got a standard.
You know. And so we'll review their standards, and they'll review our practices, and if we both agree that both are good, and get their certification and refer people to go check out their website, you know. And it works, and it's good for us if they have high standards. Because then people look at that and say, hey, they got high standards at this place. You know?
I got no standards.
They might even say, hey, these people got better standards than the FDA.
Well, I got better standards than the FDA.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, who are you? Who am I?
I ain't nobody.
Yeah. Well, if we go to an organization that has established itself or has made some inroads to being established, and people look to that and find that they like it better than the USDA, then great. You know, we can support them by getting their certification, and they can support us by certifying us. And you know, the people will support us by agreeing that they like those standards. You know? Whatever. Anyway, here's another article that you and I should look into. This is also from the latest Mother Earth News. New database connects students to farming mentors. And to cut to the chase, the website is eagerfarmers.com. And it sounds an awful lot like what the I hate this. I can't remember the names of organizations and stuff. Anyway, this guy Galen started up this organization to get people Farm Resettlement Congress. That's another one to look into. But this organization sounds like it's trying to achieve some of the stuff that he's doing. All right. And they point out the problem is a lot of these old farms, they don't know who they're going to pass the farm on to because their kids don't want to farm. The kids went to public school and got taught that they could get a better job elsewhere, get paid more money, and, you know, let somebody else figure out how to raise the food. You know, which, you know, it's not like the public school lied to them. They honestly can make more money doing something other than farming. They have to eat crap food, though, because, you know, no farmer making a penny is going to make good food. Unless they're selling it for a high price, you know.
GMO, GMO, GMO is the way to go.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know. So there's this organization. They point out the fact that, you know, people don't have places to, they don't have anybody to inherit their operation when they're done, you know. And part of that's because overall people don't care where their food comes from.
True that.
You know, that's why GMO has gotten away with what they're getting away with. You know?
Our favorite friend, Monsanto.
Yeah. Yeah, your friend maybe, not mine.
Monsanto, the American hero.
Are you in a position where you could run Ron Paul? Because we're about 6 minutes overdue for him.
6 minutes overdue? Yeah. I'll give you a second, and that makes so much more. And then we'll start doing my notes.
Sounds good. I'm muting for purposes of Ron Paul podcasting.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions kicked off the new year by reversing the Obama-era guidance for federal prosecutors to limit their enforcement of federal marijuana laws in states that have legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. In what is almost certainly not a coincidence, Sessions' announcement came days after California's law legalizing recreational marijuana sales went into effect. Sessions' action thus runs counter to the wishes of the majority of the people in the most populous U.S. state, as well as the people of 28 other states and D.C. that have legalized some form of marijuana use. Federal laws criminalizing marijuana and other drugs have failed to reduce drug use. However, they have succeeded in giving power-hungry politicians and bureaucrats what was, before 9/11, the go-to justification for violating our civil liberties. The federal war on marijuana has also wasted billions of taxpayers' dollars. Far from reducing crime, outlawing drugs causes crime by ensuring criminals will control the market for drugs. Outlawing drugs also provides incentives for drug dealers to increase the potency and thus the danger of drugs, as higher potency products take up less space and are thus easier to conceal from law enforcement. The U.S. Constitution does not give the federal government any authority to criminalize marijuana. Thus, the question of whether marijuana is legal is one of the many issues reserved to the states under the 10th Amendment. If the Constitution gives Congress the power to ban marijuana, then why was it necessary to amend the Constitution to give Congress the power to ban alcohol? Sessions' usurpation of state marijuana laws is the type of federal intrusion into state issues usually opposed by conservatives. Sadly, too many conservatives are just as willing to sacrifice constitutional government and individual liberties for the war on drugs as they are for the war on terror. Conservative hypocrisy is especially strong when it comes to medical marijuana. Many Americans have used medical marijuana for conditions such as cancer and glaucoma. Yet many conservatives who properly decry Obama's mandate for forcing every American to purchase health insurance cheer Jeff Sessions' effort to deprive suffering individuals of the medical treatment of their choice. Cruel paternalism in health care policy is often associated with progressives, but unfortunately, conservatives are just as guilty. States that have legalized medical marijuana have fewer deaths related to opioid abuse. These states have also experienced a decrease in crime and black market activity. This is perhaps because some have found medical marijuana a viable alternative to opioids. Laws outlawing marijuana criminalize peaceful behavior that, while potentially harmful to the individual, does not violate the rights of others. Therefore, these laws, like all laws authorizing government force against peaceful, if immoral, actions, are incompatible with a free society. Once again, we see the hypocrisy of conservatives who decry progressives' war on tobacco and fatty foods, yet support jailing marijuana users. Federal laws outlawing marijuana violate the Constitution, justify violations of civil liberties, and increases violence. By criminalizing nonviolent behavior voluntarily chosen by individuals, drug laws undermine the moral principles of underlying a free society. President Trump should fire Jeff Sessions and replace.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, January 8th. Attorney General Jeff Sessions kicked off the new year by reversing the Obama-era guidance for federal prosecutors to limit their enforcement of federal marijuana laws in states that have legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. In what is almost certainly not a coincidence, Sessions' announcement came days after California's law legalizing recreational marijuana sales went into effect. Sessions' action thus runs counter to the wishes of the majority of the people in the most populous U.S. state, as well as the people of 28 other states and D.C. that have legalized some form of marijuana use. Federal laws criminalizing marijuana and other drugs have failed to reduce drug use. However, they have succeeded in giving power-hungry politicians and bureaucrats what was, before 9/11, the go-to justification for violating our civil liberties. The federal war on marijuana has also wasted billions of taxpayers' dollars. Far from reducing crime, outlawing drugs causes crime by ensuring criminals will control the market for drugs. Outlawing drugs also provides incentives for drug dealers to increase the potency and thus the danger of drugs, as higher potency products take up less space and are thus easier to conceal from law enforcement. The U.S. Constitution does not give the federal government any authority to criminalize marijuana. Thus, the question of whether marijuana is legal is one of the many issues reserved to the states under the 10th Amendment. If the Constitution gives Congress the power to ban marijuana, then why was it necessary to amend the Constitution to give Congress the power to ban alcohol? Sessions' usurpation of state marijuana laws is the type of federal intrusion into state issues usually opposed by conservatives. Sadly, too many conservatives are just as willing to sacrifice constitutional government and individual liberties for the war on drugs as they are for the war on terror. Conservative hypocrisy is especially strong when it comes to medical marijuana. Many Americans have used medical marijuana for conditions such as cancer and glaucoma. Yet many conservatives who properly decry Obama's mandate for forcing every American to purchase health insurance cheer Jeff Sessions' effort to deprive suffering individuals of the medical treatment of their choice. Cruel paternalism in health care policy is often associated with progressives, but unfortunately, conservatives are just as guilty. States that have legalized medical marijuana have fewer deaths related to opioid abuse. These states have also experienced a decrease in crime and black market activity. This is perhaps because some have found medical marijuana a viable alternative to opioids. Laws outlawing marijuana criminalize peaceful behavior that, while potentially harmful to the individual, does not violate the rights of others. Therefore, these laws, like all laws authorizing government force against peaceful, if immoral, actions, are incompatible with a free society. Once again, we see the hypocrisy of conservatives who decry progressives' war on tobacco and fatty foods, yet support jailing marijuana users. Federal laws outlawing marijuana violate the Constitution, justify violations of civil liberties, and increases violence. By criminalizing nonviolent behavior voluntarily chosen by individuals, drug laws undermine the moral principles of underlying a free society. President Trump should fire Jeff Sessions and replace.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press.
Fire who?
What?
Fire who? Who's Jeff, sir? Jeff, I can't say it. Who's the Sessions guy?
I don't know. I'm bad with names.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, apparently Ron Paul's for legalized marijuana.
Well, it shouldn't be legalized. It shouldn't be illegal either. There should be no law against it.
Right, and that's some of the stuff he pointed out. Is there's no constitutional authority from the government to make it illegal in the first place.
So, right.
If anything, the state should make their own rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines. And when the Fed comes in to arrest somebody in the state that legalized it, the state should be grabbing those agents and their supervisors and bosses and charging them with violation of law.
Right.
In other words, the jail time that they're trying to impose on others? Well.
Yeah, we got way too much government. We got way too many rules, regulations, codes, and guidelines. We don't need any more. We need less.
Yep.
Because the more is creating more problems.
Hey, it's makes money.
Well, yeah, that's what they want. They want to create more problems so they can advocate more solutions for the problems. This puts more and more money and power into their hands.
Don't you know broken windows improve the economy?
Yeah. What the heck is this guy doing? I think this driver's on crack.
Go knock on his window and ask him.
I don't know what his problem is. He's not all that bright. Yeah, he's up on the loading rack right now. I can't really go up there, but yeah, dude's got some issues.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. He's a truck driver. That's what's wrong with him.
Been driving truck too long.
Damn truck drivers. What?
He's been driving too long.
Well, that could be too, but I doubt it. Not the way. Well, yeah, he might have been driving too long today. But, I mean, I think this is his first day on the job because he doesn't act like he really knows what he's doing. He didn't open his top. And then when he did open his top, he acted like he didn't know how to open his top. I mean, if you're going to go load sand with a tanker, you gotta load it somehow, right?
Okay.
And maybe he assumed they were gonna open the top for him, but I've only had one place to ever open the top for me. So we assume nobody opens the top, we do it.
Right.
So but it's whatever. I think he's got it figured out, and he's getting loaded finally.
If he doesn't figure it out, somebody will either chase him off or show him how.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, now they're loading him. Okay, notes.
Notes. Show notes.
Did
we have a show last week?
Barely. I kept losing signal. So, Red Towers market is improving. I've still been able to buy stuff on there and make a profit. Not really make a profit, but, you know, it's like because I already have, like, all the mats that I need. My gear's all the way leveled up. Oh, a plus 1,000 weapon will take out everything. One hit. Kick.
Yeah. Yeah. So you never even take damage.
Never.
Right. I would assume that a plus 100 might do that.
Don't know. I've not seen a plus 100 weapon. The plus 1,000 is either a glitch or it's something that got dumped on the market.
Got dumped on the market, so nobody made it.
Well, the developers probably made it.
And threw it in.
And threw it in. So only a select few have them. I have two of them.
Well, I guess I should log into the game and meet up with you and get one of those, as you offered. But
yeah,
it's almost a waste.
Expired.
Oh, that darn. But, you know, it'd be kind of a waste anyway because I haven't been playing.
Yeah, I'm on there almost every day.
Yeah, the last time I logged in, I was on the land and my GPS wasn't working right, and it was just throwing me everywhere. I was trying to place towers on the corner of the property. And from what I can see, physically, there's enough distance that I can place all four tower on all four corners. But
you got to get the GPS working.
I got to get the GPS working correctly, because it just was throwing me all over the place. It had me, for two of the corners, it had me across the road from us.
Now what's this guy doing? He's out walking around on a scale while they're loading him. He's not supposed to be doing that.
Okay.
Now he's walking off somewhere.
Well, that's going to mess
where he's
up
going.
Anyway. Probably has to go take a crap. They probably said, well, hurry up so we can weigh you.
Yeah, you're not supposed to leave. There's like five guys waiting in line. Weird. Oh, well, I'm not in a hurry.
Not anymore,
yeah,
you're not.
Well, why can't you use a GPS hack and then just program the GPS in there, GPS coordinates, and then bam, you're set.
Well, that's a good idea. Except, to be honest, their map is so simplistic that I'm not positive where our corners are. So, but I'd like the GPS to at least be working well enough that I can trust what it's telling me.
I hear you. Yeah. I have not successfully been able to use the GPS hack system, but I don't know what I'm doing either, so.
Yeah, that's something else. This phone interfered with my GPS hack. When I fake GPS, it messed with that app, and I'm trying to find another one. But which would be great if I wanted to hop someplace else on the planet, which I do. I eventually would like to go and explore and see how much effort it takes to get up to the North Pole. Plus, if I hack now, they're not likely. If I find the correct hack, they're not likely to correct that when they release the game. And I might be able to start a character in the correct place, namely as close to the North Pole as possible.
There you go. Speaking of release, they got a new game coming out, a new Red Towers game. It's still going to be beta, but it's going to be an updated beta game, and they're about to load me now. He's pulling out. Not
Woo-hoo.
Pulling out straight, though. He's driving all crooked.
Well, it's all that snow and ice down there, right?
No, it's just cold.
Sand gets slickery when it gets wet, when it gets cold, doesn't it?
Anyways. 10-4, thank you. All right, hang on. You're going to have to tell me when to stop.
Woohoo. Now, what else have we got here?
I just didn't wait.
Tuesday, ban dicamba. All right. Nice article. Apparently there's this herbicide that people have been using that, while it hasn't been approved for use by the agricultural departments, there's no real law against it either until now. Missouri and Arkansas decided to ban it. because a lot of farmers are complaining about the damage it's doing to their crops. So, like, hey, my neighbor's spraying this stuff up and my fields won't grow. Like,
yeah. So back to the gang. Yeah, Red Tower's in, I don't know, maybe a month or less or more. They're going to be putting out a new app, new game, and we get to beta test it.
Woohoo!
So
there'll be a reset.
Yeah, it'll be a reset, but it won't be released.
Right. So.
Now we got a couple other games that are going to be coming out soon, too. We still have Map Your Empire. They have not given up, although it appears that they have. They're just
not doing anything. They haven't given up, but they're not doing anything.
Something like that. They showed up in their little chat thingy, which nobody's ever hardly ever there. And let's see here. It might have already expired. Oh, yeah. It says, unfortunately, we can't make the game without the necessary funds. So we've been working overtime to pay for expenses. But they're still working on it, basically.
Right.
Let's see here. Parallel Dimensions. I have no idea where they are in development.
Yeah.
Haven't heard anything about that one. Now there's two other new ones. One's called Parallel Origin.
Okay.
And they say that their game is going to be out in 2 to 3 months.
So that'd be P.O.
P.O. Good thing it's not B.O.
Well, they could have said Parallel Universe, and then it'd be P.U.
Hey, I like that one. Oh, that's what we should call ours, Parallel Universe. Yeah. So you can find Parallel Origin on Facebook and see what they're up to and what they're doing. They have different graphics, but it's basically the same thing. We'll just see how far along they are. All these people appear to be just normal blokes like you and me trying to make something happen. Unlike PK, where they had like a ton of money and a ton of backers and, you know, investors and all this other stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's another one. There's no name for it yet, so we're just calling it New Beginnings right now. But there's a guy in the game who goes by the name Hobo. George Saint something or other. Anyways, he's working on one as well, him and maybe a few others. They're working on one as well. Right now they don't have a name for it. They're just calling it New Beginnings until they come up with a name. Don't know when it's going to be out. It might be later this year. It might be next year. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 potential alternatives to PK. And one's already up and running. And that one is Red Towers.
Red Towers, yes. There's things you can do on Red Towers.
Yeah, it's kind of boring right now. because there's not a lot you can do. The only thing exciting is the fact that Red 13 is getting on my nerves because he's burning my flags.
Well, is he burning any flags near our area?
No, he's down in Mississippi, so...
Well, so who gives two shits? Let him burn.
Pretty much. It's still irritating when you get notification every day that Red 13 is burning your shit.
You know what, though? He's kind of doing us a favor because he's protecting us from other Red 13s.
That's true.
Because if he burns the way, if he burns the way to get to us, then
nobody else
eventually
gets to us.
Yeah.
All right. Because there really is no way to get to us unless they relocate, and they're physically there, or they GPS hack.
Right, and we're already pretty much friends with everybody in this area who would relocate here anyway. So.
Right. So if anybody tries to come to our area and do any damage, it's going to have a rude awakening. I mean, not so much right now because there's not much we can do about it.
Right.
But once we're able to do something about it in the game, yeah. That's why most of our friends don't play, because they're bored with it.
Right. It's not good enough yet.
No. I'm really the only active player amongst our groups, amongst our group right now. So. Okay. The dark side of essential oils. Come with me to the dark side. We have aromatherapy. Yeah, I mentioned this before. There's a Facebook group and a YouTube video called The Dark Side of Essential Oils. It's kind of weird because the YouTube video and the deal talking about everything in the group initially sounds like they're bad-mouthing essential oils and they're trying to, you know, scare people away from essential oils, saying that they're bad for you, they'll hurt you, they do all this damage. The funny thing is the people that sign up for the group have taken over the group, and they're actually promoting the essential oils like crazy. So it backfired on them. Yeah, it backfired on them. It's an educational group. It's a good group to join, Dark Side of Essential Oils, on Facebook. But there's a lot of educational material there. But that wasn't their intention. Their intention was to say, elderberry is poisonous.
Really?
Well, I mean, you know, changing the subject. But that's their intention. Essential oils are poisonous. They're dangerous. You should not use them ever.
And so they got flooded by all these essential oil users that did agree with you that it could be dangerous to use essential oils inappropriately.
Inappropriately, right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's actually turned into a pretty cool group. And, I think it backfired on them. I'm surprised they haven't deleted the group yet.
Well, maybe it's doing exactly what they wanted it to do.
What, educate people?
Yeah. And they purposely grabbed this negative name thing and...
No, if you watch the video, the lady's definitely trying to scare people away from essential oils. But maybe she just had a bad experience with the product she was using. And
some of them are not made appropriately either.
That's true. I mean, you can buy essential oils from Walmart, and they're not the same.
You know,
that's the stuff that I get.
When I feel safe to produce hemp oil, I will not be doing it the way that it's typically made.
Because they use toxic.
Yeah. It's down dirty and easy, but, you know, and I do recognize that, yeah, you can boil off enough of that toxic stuff that it's no longer really an issue. But I'd just really rather not do it that way.
Right. Kind of like soybeans.
Yeah.
There's got to be a better way of doing it.
That's, you know.
Because, I mean, the Chinese, right, figured out how to prepare the soybeans properly to where they're not toxic without using toxic chemicals.
Yeah.
Right.
Ferment them.
Where here in the U.S., they use a toxic chemical to make them somewhat edible. They're not really healthy.
Make tofu. Make tofu. Make properly made soy sauce.
Right.
You know, we actually ferment it instead of, you know, whatever.
Whatever. Right. Yeah, don't buy essential oils from Walmart. The only one that... Move up a little more?
Yeah, just a little more.
The only essential oil I found at Walmart that's reliable...
All right. Go ahead and make your way back to the window.
Thank you very much. All right, the only oil that I've found at Walmart that's somewhat reliable is their tea tree oil. The rest of them, I've tried them out to see, you know, what kind of quality they are, whatnot. Some of them, they dilute them with coconut oil, which is okay. But the quality's not there. It's not,
right.
It's not near as good as what I buy. I'm not telling you to buy my product. It's just that I'm very picky about what I buy. And so I probably have, if not the best product, I have one of the best products in, say, the state of Missouri. You know, now there's other people that get their product from the same source as I do. So mine would be equivalent to theirs, obviously.
Well, but, you must think an awful lot of yourself to think you got such superior product and such.
I think a lot of my supplier, who's just as picky, if not more picky, than I am. So I got two main suppliers. When I go outside of those suppliers, I have to scrutinize in order to get good quality, because I'm not 100% sure, you know, where they're getting their stuff, because they're not going to, most people don't want to tell you where they're getting their stuff because they don't want you to, you know, cut them out, you know, cut out the middleman.
Right.
But,
makes sense.
Right. When I first started doing aromatherapy 20-some years ago, I started out using Now Food products, because they're a decent quality for a decent price. And I'm not knocking them. They're still a decent quality product for a decent price. They're not the best, but they're decent. Better than Walmart by far. And the prices are probably more comparable to Walmart. So if you want a Walmart price and a better quality product, buy Now Foods essential oil. You're going to get a better product there if you want cheap. But that's how I started out. And just because, I mean, there was a lot of essential oils on the market, and there's a lot of companies. A lot of them were expensive. And, oh, I forgot to do my logbook. Loading. I can do it now, though. There we go. So if you want to start out, that's probably the best place to start out. That's where I started. The other best place to start out, which I'm not going to encourage, but a lot of people are starting out with multi-level marketing companies like Young Living. Now, Young Living's got some okay product. I'm not knocking their product necessarily. I'm just not a big fan of them because you can get just as good a quality, if not better, cheaper. But Young Living, Nature's Sunshine, and doTERRA are three multi-level marketing companies that specialize in aromatherapy. They do herbs, too.
Right.
But they specialize in aromatherapy also. Herbs and oils. So that's their two main markets.
Now, aren't we signed up for Nature's Sunshine?
We are signed up for Nature's Sunshine, yes.
Okay.
I use their herbs.
There, yeah.
I
we're
use
there for
their
the herbs.
Herbs. Yeah. I don't really buy their oils, but I have sampled their oils, and I like their good quality of their product. They got a decent quality. Anyway. Yeah. So, if I was to pick a multi-level marketing company to do aromatherapy through, it would be Nature's Sunshine. Now, doTERRA was the product that this lady was using, and she had rashes and outbreaks. She had all kinds of problems. And she tried applying the creams and lotions and potions that doTERRA was selling that were supposed to help her condition, and they only made it worse.
Right.
So I would say, personally, stay away from doTERRA.
Based on her experience, or?
Based on her experience.
Right. But she's assuming that it's the essential oils.
Right. And it may just be doTERRA. Or it may just be her.
True. Some people are allergic to everything.
Yeah. Like me, I think I'm allergic to money.
Really?
Yeah, the more I try to get it, the more it goes away.
Money. I thought you said honey.
That too. But a different kind of honey.
My. Well, yeah. Talking of which, I don't know if she understood me, but I told this girl in the Philippines that homeschooling, no inoculations for kids, no registration of kids, you know, no social security numbers, stuff like that. You know, basically, I don't involve the state. I won't get a state license for this, that, or the other, you know, unless forced to do so. She said okay. I don't know
okay.
What okay means, but she said okay.
Ready, okay.
All right. And I don't know if she understands everything I'm writing her or not. And she might not, you know. But
and
I'm
that,
at least make.
Either that or she thinks that she can convince you otherwise. There's a lot of women like that. They don't listen to half the crap we say. They just keep pushing what they want, and they figure we're going to cave eventually.
Right, and...
Because that pussy's worth more than gold.
Yeah. And that's only going to end up in us breaking up.
That's okay, because there's 15, 20, maybe even 200 guys ready to jump in line. And they know
you
it.
You know what?
That's why
you
women
know what?
Aren't faithful.
And, yeah, you're probably absolutely right on that.
Yeah. That's why you can't trust most of them.
Yeah, I was really trying to get through to this one girl. She said that she hunts and she farms and she does this, that, and the other and loves animals and loves being outdoors, and it's like, so I try, you know, and she was within a couple of states of here. So I tried to get a hold of her. I think she blocked me.
She don't need you. She's already in the U.S.
Well, yeah. Yeah. She's already in the U.S. But she's looking for somebody. She needs somebody. And but apparently it's not me.
Yeah. Somebody with money.
That's a possibility. That's a possibility. Oh, boy. Oh, my. So. Oh, you said be right back. So, farm things. One of the things that we're doing on the farm is we have this fantasy idea of running a greenhouse that runs the entire length of the south side of the property up until you run into trees. You know, heck, we might even be able to run the greenhouse into that area as well. Just we'll trim all the trees between the greenhouse and the fence line. But, yeah. So, one of the things I'm looking at is, if we set up a greenhouse, we're not going to do the whole 1,000 feet of it at once. We're going to do like 20 foot at a time. Okay. And so where to put the beginning of the greenhouse? Do we put it on the west end of the property where the greenhouse will be close to customers who come to the property? So that I can, you know, basically be staying there and observing what's going on? Or,
All right. I'm not necessarily knocking a woman for wanting a guy who's successful, who has money and security, to be able to take care of them and support them and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
The problem is that thanks to the almighty Uncle Sam, most guys can't be this sugar daddy that most women are looking for.
Well, no, and unfortunately, this is probably true of all the other countries too, but here in Uncle Sam's land.
Uncle Sam's land.
Yeah, in Uncle Sam land. Uncle Sam acts as the sugar daddy for all these women. So if you're not a good enough sugar daddy, tough shit. They'll get supplemented by the government to raise their kid without you. They'll have Uncle Sam come after you to insist that you pay them for money for a kid that may not be yours. You know, and they will limit your access to that same child and force you to raise that child under conditions that are not ideal for the child, namely single parent at a time.
And under their rules, regulations, codes, and guidelines.
Yeah. You know. So.
Yeah, Uncle Sam pretty much kicked the guy out of the marriage, for the most part. Pretty much destroyed the marriage.
And that's the main intent of most governments of the world, is to literally break up families so that they have better control over the people. Because, you know, people naturally go for a family of some sort. And so if you break up the natural family and make it impossible for the natural family to operate, then the people will turn to an artificial family. Namely, they'll go to Uncle Sam as their father and their husband and, you know, whatever else. You know.
Our Father, who art in D.C., hallowed be thy name.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Basically, your Savior is your God. And if you're turning to the city council to straighten out your neighbor because you can't, you need salvation from their weeds in their yard, or their eyesore offendeth thee, and so you turn to city government to have them tow away the neighbor's cars because you don't like the neighbor's cars, well, guess who your God is? You Bible-thumping fake Christians. You know, if you're not turning to your local church and neighbors for your salvation, but instead you're turning to your local government, then you're not reading your Bible very well that you're trying to thump people over the head with.
Yeah.
And you're certainly not Christian. You're certainly not followers of the way, which is what Christ established. So, anyway.
Well, that's only part of the issue. The other part of the issue, too, is, you know, this whole feminist movement thing. Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm all for women's rights and equal rights and everything else. But if you want equal rights, you can't pick and choose what rights are equal and which ones are not. They're all equal, you know. Women want to make as much money as guys make, but yet women still want men to pay for everything.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, my ex pulled that on me. We agreed that I'd pay the mortgage, she'd pay the rest of the bill. She never paid the other bill.
Well, if it's 50-50, that's one thing.
Yeah, she never paid any of the other bills. The one bill that she saw to getting paid, because California is such a liberal state and allow such a welfare state, The electric companies were not allowed to cut off your electricity in the wintertime because that was, you know, a health and safety issue, all right?
Right.
So what my ex would do is she would pay the bill once a year for the electric, which you might say, well, at least she was paying it. But what she would do is she'd go to Catholic Charities and get them to pay the bill once a year.
Right. She neglects her responsibilities. And then once they shut the utilities off in the spring, she'd go to the church and say, oh, poor me, I need your help.
Yeah, strangely enough, though, is the same church that the church that she attended to said were of Satan.
They said that you guys were of Satan?
No, no. The church that my wife was a member of said the Catholic Church was of Satan.
But weren't they Catholic?
We weren't attending a Catholic church, no. My wife wasn't Catholic.
I thought you said Catholic a minute ago.
She'd go to Catholic Charities.
Gotcha.
And talking about hypocrite.
So she wouldn't go to her own church charity. She'd go to the Catholic charity.
Right.
So she'd go to the devil.
Right. Which,
according to her religion,
she would
turn to the devil for help.
According to her stated beliefs. All right.
Right.
Now, where she learned that little trick was from her true religion, her employer, who told people how to get their bills paid and stuff like that through these various agencies and organizations. And so, you know, she got terribly upset with me when I would not sign up for food stamps.
Why not exploit the system? The system exploits us. Why shouldn't we exploit the system?
Good question. Very good question.
Well, because exploiting the system actually causes the system to exploit us.
Yeah, it gives them an excuse to exist.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
because like you said in the previous podcast, you can't get these freebies from the government without the government stealing them from somebody else.
Yep. Yep. And I'll say this. You do have to pay your taxes. All right? But they don't have to be involuntary.
Right.
And Uncle Sam and his children charge an involuntary tax. Just try not paying it. See what happens. All
right? Right, they call it involuntary, or they call it voluntary, but it's not voluntary.
Yeah, actually they do. The IRS says it's a voluntary tax. It's not it's not voluntary.
No.
It by no means is it voluntary.
Yeah, try opting out. See what happens.
Yeah. I've opted out about as far as I can, and I'm pretty sure that if they caught wind of what I'm doing, they'd probably throw me in jail. So,
but you operate on such small peas right now. But if you operated on a larger scale that way, yeah, they would throw you in jail.
Well, they'd probably throw me out of jail too, because after a while they'll find out that I'm so impossible for them to work with.
No, they just get a rope, put you in the metal chair.
I didn't say how they'd put me out of jail. I just said they'd put me out.
Yeah, because you'd be educating people.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't mind you educating criminals, because educating criminals gives them more power.
Okay. What's your definition of criminal?
Well, it just depends. I mean, you have to be selective on who you educated and what you educated them with.
Right.
Because there are, even though there's a lot of innocent people in prison, there's still a lot of people that belong there. Actually, they don't belong there. They belong underground, but that's a different subject.
Well, yeah, there's only two authorized punishments, as far as I can see in Scripture, and one of those is a little questionable, actually. well, it's questionable as to whether the Scripture actually says it. All right, but if you grab your King James Version, it clearly gives only two authorized punishments, and jail is not one of them. It does mention what you should do to avoid jail, but it does not condone jail. Okay?
Well, yeah, it basically says to outcast them. That's one of them.
Well, actually, okay, that'd be the third one, but it's possible that one of them is actually outcasting also. The two condoned punishments is either kill them or make them pay a fine. All right, and you're correct. It does mention, you know, putting them away from you. Okay.
Stoning.
Well, okay, yes. That's the questionable one. What is stoning? All right, in the King James Version, it's clear that stoning means kill them. All right. But I've run across stuff, and I tend to lean this way. The stoning actually means bring them before the stones of the community. In other words, those people that the community has chosen as being upstanding and moral and of proper judgment. And that's stoning, according to the source that I was looking at. And what happens is, if you don't, you know, if you can't reconcile with this person one-on-one, then you go get three witnesses. And if the three witnesses don't work, then you bring it before the stones of the community. And if that doesn't work, then they're to be treated as an outsider. In other words, you do like the Jehovah Witnesses do. You turn your back on them and they don't exist to you.
That's what I do.
All right. And, you know, that's... So the death penalty part that you can find in Scripture may not actually be there. Okay? So basically the two... Yeah. Basically the two punishments I see in Scripture are... you know, either you make them pay for the damages that they've done, and that's something else. People look at this scripture that says eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, and they say, well, that'll just make a world of blind people. Well, when that was put out, somebody pointed out that it wasn't saying do any more than that. It says that's the most you can do.
Well, if it was an eye for an eye, or a tooth for a tooth, say, if I knew that I was going to lose an eye because I caused you an eye, I would think twice before causing you an eye.
Oh, yeah. But see, here in Uncle Sam land, Uncle Sam does worse than making you lose an eye. All right. If you do somebody damages, all right, say you have a wreck, all right, and you bend the fender, and the fender is going to cost $1,000 to replace. This other guy, though, he might sue you and get $20,000 out of you. All right. But you didn't do $20,000 worth of damages. Well, it'll come out of your insurance and et cetera, but, that, you know, that's a problem,
well,
too.
I know. He could sue you and get more, so now you get insurance to protect you because you're scared because the judge doesn't do their job.
Right. Yeah, the judge should only allow him to get no more no more than what he was damaged for. That's it.
That's it.
All right. Okay, how much was the damages? Okay, that's all you get. I'm sorry. You know, what's the monetary value of your pain and suffering? Can you quantify your pain and suffering?
Okay. Right, you might have missed a day of work. Okay, we'll compensate you a day of work.
There you go. You know. Child loses a dad because of your negligence on the job. Okay? All right, fine. Now you're in charge of supporting those children until they're old enough to take care of themselves. You know,
there you go.
That's burdensome, but that's fair.
Right.
The eye for an eye and tooth for tooth thing, that was the most you could do. If he knocked out your tooth, you couldn't knock out two of his. You only got one. That
right.
was it. Okay?
It's kind of like
he knocked out your eye, the most
song.
You could get is one eye.
It's kind of like this really, really old country song where this guy raised this boy, and he kept telling this boy, you know, stay away from the Indians, stay away from the Indians. But he didn't really like the white people. You know, he grew up white. You know, white community and everything else, old school, you know, back in the country days. But he didn't relate to the white people. He related to the Indians. He always wanted to be like the Indians. And then he ended up falling in love with this Indian girl and wanted to marry her.
Right.
And then at the end of the song, the dad says, you can't marry that girl. You see, here's the reason why. Way back, you know, 20 years ago when there was the big war between the whites and the Indians, the chief killed my son, and therefore I stole his son and raised him as my own. And I love you as if you were my own. And you can't marry that girl because that girl's your sister.
Yeah.
But you know, you say an eye for an eye, you know, that Indian killed, scalped, that was actually what the song was, in the song, he says he scalped his boy. And so he stole that Indian's boy and raised him as his
right.
own. So that would be an eye for an eye.
That would be an eye for an eye.
And he loved, you know, he raised the kid. I mean, in other circumstances, it probably wouldn't be the same because, you know, it's like
right.
some people would steal the child and they would treat the child like crap because they would, you know, associate the child from the source. And
right.
they wouldn't treat the child as if they were their own. But this guy, according to the song, did.
Right.
And, you know, if it was more like the song in reality, then, yeah. But anyway.
We'd have to look into the source of the song to see how the story came about, but...
And if it was a real, based on a true story.
Yeah.
It might just be all make-believe.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's like another thing, too, we were talking about a minute ago that brought this idea up. Yeah, I was listening to a comedian, Bill Burr, which is one of my favorite comedians. And, you know, just going back to women's equal rights and all that stuff, and then something else you said just a minute ago that I can't remember what you said, but it struck this thought in my head. Accountability. I forgot what it was now, but I said, you know, we can't, I don't remember now. We can't do whatever, blah, 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 because the government won't allow it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Oh, there's two things. I just thought of the other one. okay. You know, men... Oh, I know. The eye for the eye, you know, if people say, well, if that was so, then we would have a bunch of blind people running around. And I said, no.
we'd be thinking twice about our actions if we thought we were going to lose an eye.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the same goes for men and women. Men, you know, you don't give up. You don't go up to some guy and punk him and push his buttons and make him want to hit you, because you know he'll hit you. And if he does, there isn't much you can do about it. You know, most people are just going to be like, well, you deserved it, blah, blah, blah. But if a woman does the same thing and the guy hits her, oh, the guy is a bastard.
Well, yeah, because they're weaker sex.
You're not allowed to hit a woman. Even if the woman deserves it, you're not allowed to hit her. You know? That's a big problem in our society right now, because women know they can get away with things and they have no accountability. Where if you and I did that same thing, we'd get the shit kicked out of us, or we'd go to jail, or we'd be felons.
It'd be sexual abuse.
Right. Yeah, abuse charges. Yeah. I mean, you know, like, say, in his joke, he was like, she was like tearing up his stuff and burning his stuff and doing all these things to him. And he's like, oh, yes, nice. That meant very much to me. That was mine in high school, but it apparently isn't important to you, so I guess it's not important. It's gone now. Thank you very much. Now, if I was doing that, I'd have an officer with his knee in my back, and I'd be going to jail, but evidently you have a vagina, and that makes it okay. You know, and then they got into a physical fight where she basically, she was punching him and doing all these things to him. Of course, he probably had it coming because, you know, he runs his mouth worse than I do. And I don't really run my mouth that bad, but I speak my mind a lot. He really runs his mouth. I mean, he says some really wild stuff. And he admits to saying these things to his woman. So he probably, you know, deserves some of the beatings that he gets. But anyways, it's like he talks about how his woman will, she'll just brutally beat on him and he can't do anything about it. And then she'll stand there and talk shit UFC style because she knows that he can't do anything about it. You know,
right.
She can literally beat the shit out of him and there's nothing he can do about it. And she talks
and
shit.
He can't even effectively walk away. I mean,
not really.
He could walk away, but what does it do to her? Nothing.
Right. I mean,
because
she could talk shit in his face, talk down to him, treat him like a dog, and then they can disrespect you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. Except break up with them. Walk away. Put them away.
Right.
It's the only option we have.
Yeah, see, and I don't know when that becomes a degree of unfaithfulness. You know?
Right.
Does that count as unfaithfulness when the spouse is abusive?
I don't know. That's been a debate for many years because for a long time growing up, you know, I never really heard of women abusing men when I was younger. Of course, I used to think women were angels. I was stupid. But anyways.
Hormonally driven.
Well, no, I was young and dumb. I mean, I was a kid.
Yeah, young and dumb. You were hormonally driven.
Well, partially, yeah, maybe. My dad wasn't exactly the nicest person either, and I was raised by my mom, which is also what they call the pussification of America.
Yeah, there's that.
So, but anyways, so I had this, false ideal image of women growing up, And I had to learn the hard way that women aren't these angelic beings that I thought they were. I mean, I still adore them to a degree, but I don't worship them like I used to.
Right. And thus, I'm still single after almost 10 years.
Right. And I've been practically almost single for the last 5. I had 2 girlfriends. Well, Kim and I were together for a year, so it doesn't count as being single. Delana and I lasted about a month. So, you know how that goes. But, yeah, I mean, you know, they were, well, Delana was physically abusive. They both were emotionally and verbally abusive, and they knew there was nothing I could do about it because there was nothing I could do about it except break up with them, which I did.
Right. And, you know.
And they still verbally and emotionally trying to abuse me after the fact.
Which is funny because
they didn't want to be with them.
Yeah. Which is funny because they clearly had the ability to go find somebody else to emotionally abuse after you left.
Oh, well, Delana already had somebody lined up. And she,
well, yeah, but he wasn't taking the abuse.
True, he wasn't taking the abuse. He hit her back.
Oh, that was Delana. I'm sorry, I was thinking somebody else.
Right.
I was thinking the almost one just before that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know 100% about her situation. All I know is she was seeing 3 of us, and when I found
and
out,
one didn't care. One was perfectly happy with that circumstance. He wasn't looking for faithfulness.
And he probably wasn't faithful either, and she probably wanted him to be. And they ended up breaking up, and I don't know why, but then she comes to me, and I'm like, eh, not interested. But anyway,
yeah.
The other point I was wanting to go to is, you know, with this feminism stuff, you know, women making as much as men and not having to have the responsibilities and the accountability. You know, it's like we talk about how the women are mistreated or whatever in the Middle East. They actually have more rights than women here. When they earn money, they're not responsible for what they do with that money. Hang on. Speed trap here.
Yeah. Not responsible for, well, they don't have financial responsibility, basically. They're not expected to be financially responsible.
Right. Any money that they earn, they're free to do whatever the hell they want to do with it. They don't have to be responsible at all. It's the man's responsibility. Ultimate feminism. Right?
Okay.
That's why women don't work over there. Nobody will hire them because they know they're irresponsible and they have no accountability.
Hmm.
So eventually that's the way it's going to get here if women don't wake up. You know, it's going to get to the point to where nobody will hire a woman at all.
It's like, look, this guy has a family to take care of.
Yep.
You know? And we know that he'll take care of the family because the state will come down heavy on him if he doesn't. Whereas you, on the other hand, Problem is, they won't tell her. They won't even tell her that. They just tell her she's not qualified.
Right.
And she'll some employers will get caught for that because the state will come in and force them to employ women. You know.
I mean, yeah, if I had enough money to where my woman could just stay home and take care of the house and not have to worry about going out and finding a job, whatever, and I supported her and took care of all the bills, you know, I'd be fine with that.
but there's no way I can do it.
Well, yeah, because the women's lib thing actually didn't. The women's lib thing didn't liberate any women.
No, it just emasculated men.
What it did is it cut the family income in half.
Yes.
It now requires two working adults to properly support the average family.
And even that's difficult. It's getting to the point where you need three working adults.
Hey, why not? They can trick Americans into doing two. Why not trick them into three or four?
Well, what they're trying to do is get us, to basically have to work two jobs. And we work, we're around the clock, and we let the government raise our children.
Oh, yeah.
We have no lives.
Oh, yeah, shoot. It costs you a fortune to put your child in daycare. So, I mean, you know, half your income goes to the daycare.
Well, shoot, and a lot of these big corporations are putting daycares in their buildings so that you can take your kid to work and they have their own staff to take care of your children.
But they charge you for using that service.
That I don't know what they charge, but yeah, they will be charging. And it basically would just be that you won't get that raise that you want.
Yep. And they've got you trapped in that business now, because if you move to another job,
they gotta provide daycare.
You gotta provide daycare, but now your kids lose all their friends because you lost your job.
That too. So you can't leave that job unless the other job has daycare, or they pay enough that
you can afford
to pay somebody else to do daycare.
Yeah.
Or there's always polygamy.
Yeah, I could just see a lot of polygamists forming up for non-sexual reasons.
Yeah, that probably won't happen. But, you know.
No, it probably would. Okay. There'd probably be lots of them forming up for non-sexual reasons. It would be, you know, hey, we got all these kids and we need to raise them.
Well, yeah, I mean, basically they would have a nanny.
So four people get together in order to raise one kid.
Well, maybe not one, but yeah. I see where you're going with that. Like two families get together, three of the people out of the family work, where the other one stays home and takes care of the house and the kids.
Yeah. So they can afford to have somebody at home. So they can afford to have somebody home at all times. Yeah.
That's what the Mexicans do.
Yeah, I've actually seen that, and it wasn't just Mexicans doing it.
Well, yeah, they're just the ones who are obviously doing it.
They're the ones that get pointed at.
Yeah.
Sometimes. My ex would not have gone for that.
Yeah, well, I know one or two of the girls that I was talking to in the Philippines. They live with family, and their family helps them take care of their children.
In the Philippines they do that, but that's why my wife wouldn't go for it here.
Why?
Because she was raised under those circumstances. Now, she was the lucky one. She was the child of the homeowner. And so the rest of the family were servants. All right. You know, so there's a lot of family living with her, but it was,
I gotcha.
Yeah. Sort of made her master, which explained a lot of her attitude.
True.
And that's something. Yeah. That was, yeah, I don't know. There was other things going on, but.
Yeah, I can't. I'm pretty much not talking to anybody in any other country right now because I don't see the point.
Yeah. Yeah, this girl I'm talking to right now, I'm gonna point out, and, you know, okay, so how long is it going to take you to get here? You know, what are you doing specifically? You know, if you need me to do something on this end, you know, if it's not outside of my moral capability to do it, then I'll do what I can. All right. But, you know, if you want me to sign paperwork for Uncle Sam, stuff like that, it's like, no, I can't. I won't do that because Uncle Sam's not my God, and I refuse to put him in the place of God. I refuse to put him on God's throne.
I would probably break down and do it, but I'm against it also.
Yeah. So, you know, and for a girl to come over here under what I consider acceptable.
What do I have for a woman to come home to?
And quite frankly, what I need from a woman is for her to see how I'm living, what I do, why I do it. Okay? If she's in the Philippines, she can't do that. All right?
Yeah.
If she's in California, she can't do that.
You need somebody like Janice.
Yes, but Janice won't look twice at me. Well, actually, that's not true. She's actually started talking to me. I run into her from place to place, and she'll actually talk to me a bit. I don't think she has an interest in me in that way, though. And quite frankly, she's starting to look older. I don't think she's going to be interested in raising children.
True.
So, you know, that's...
Yeah, I thought Delana was the one. She's a lot like Janice, you know, and in the fact that, you know, she was interested in living out the wild. She's done it before. She was content with the simplicity of it. She was
right.
A decent gardener. She was just an abusive alcoholic, and she was unfaithful.
Yep. I'll go with decent gardener, but next time she's going to use her own garden bed.
Crap. I missed my exit. I wasn't paying attention. I muted my GPS.
Yeah. Well, we've been 2 hours at this so far, so you want to call it a night and get yourself straightened out?
Well, there's still a couple things I wanted to address on my list because I
only
address like 2 things. And my list is getting too long.
So well, you know what Rush Limbaugh says?
Huh?
You know what Rush Limbaugh says about his stack of stuff?
What's that?
Well, apparently he has this huge stack of stuff that he wants to get to every broadcast. He doesn't hardly get to any of it.
Yeah, that's the way it is. I could have turned around there. Damn it.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. Let's find my list.
And pass another exit.
All right. Next on the list. Oh, if India is the 11th richest nation, what are the top 5 richest nations?
California?
Okay.
Well, because California is quote-unquote part of the United States, and California by itself would be, if I remember right, the 5th largest economy on the planet, that by default makes the United States one of those top 10.
Interesting.
So.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, I would guess, I'm just guessing, I'd say, U.S. is a highly educated guess because of California. I would say Russia, China, I'm guessing Great Britain. It's not the powerhouse it used to be, but I'm guessing it's still up there. So, was that before?
Okay. We talked about it on a previous podcast.
Did we? I forgot. I'm senile.
Well, we talked about how... Oh, hey, here's a good spot to turn around. We talked about how they were the 11th richest nation. And I think that was when we was talking about converting them to digital currency.
Oh. I don't know where they are as far as economy goes, but at the time I was reading all that, they were the 10th largest population. They're 1/10 of the world population.
Oh, maybe that's what it was, population.
Yeah, them being high up on the economic scale, you know, that's probably a significant reason why they did that experiment there also. Because, you know, if they get 1/10 of the economy and 1/10 of the population on the planet on digital currency, we just lost Kano. Hopefully he'll call right back. If we could get, you know, that much of the economy and that much of the population on this planet onto a digital currency, then that pretty well means we can get the rest. Because, you know, once you get that sizable of a wedge in, it's just a matter of time before you get the rest. And fortunately, it backfired. But, you know, these monsters that are trying to control everything, they're patient. They will keep trying and keep trying and keep trying until they get it. You know, they're not infallible. Otherwise, they would have gotten India. But they'll look at it and say, well, it didn't work from this angle and this angle and this angle. Let's try it from that angle. And it might be as simple as they just buy out Bitcoin. And everybody will go to Bitcoin, even though it'll be run by the powers that be. And we'll be sticking our necks in that noose and lose all of our freedoms. And good, I'm running out of momentum on my monologue here.
Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons & Dragons.com!
You know, one would think that the podcast ended whenever you dropped off.
Yeah! If I didn't call back in, it would have.
Really? Yeah, I would have probably hung up here because I would have ran out of momentum.
Momentum. But, well, I'll probably lose signal again.
Well, then you better make your commentaries so that we can end the subject and end the podcast.
Well, I don't know when I'll lose signal.
Oh, okay.
Whoops, the day is these.
Whoops, I lost it again.
I thought this road was somewhere else.
Nope, it's right there.
Yes, it is. But I could have swore this was not what I was looking for. Maybe that was Route 60 that I was thinking.
Oh, you accidentally found the correct route?
Oh, wait a minute. Crap.
You're really lost.
Ah, son of a bitch. I should not have turned around and came back here. I did not want to go this way. I wanted to go to the next point. Well, at least I can drive and do this. Some people can't even do that. I'm going to turn around right here in Halliburton's parking lot.
Yay for Halliburton!
Yay for Halliburton! They're probably not going to like me turning around in their parking lot, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, you haven't gotten a warning yet from them.
I knew it wasn't the right turn, so you cannot trust GPS.
It was the left turn. It wasn't the right turn, it was the left turn.
Hang on, let me look here. I gotta zoom in. To these roads.
Roads.
Okay, yeah.
Roads.
I was right. I did not want to turn here. Okay. I knew it didn't look like the right place to turn.
So a man who studies his maps, is he a road scholar?
Probably. Okay. All right, back to the notes. Oh, and this app, Bumble, I thought it was cool because the women contact the men.
Yeah.
Ain't no woman contacting me.
I haven't even been able to sign up to it.
I've had some matches, you know, where women liked me and I liked them, but I cannot communicate with them because they have to initiate conversation.
Ah, that sounds like a website I've been to before.
I mean, I like the concept because I don't normally initiate conversation anyway. I tell people, or I tell women on datelines or profiles, says, okay, if you like me, like my profile. If I like you, I'll like yours. If we have a mutual like, I will contact you. Otherwise, I'm not going to waste my time.
There you go.
Well, they don't usually do that. So it's like, I don't know who likes me and who don't. So I don't contact nobody.
There you go.
Well, I take that back. I get a lot of likes. But they're not the ones that I like. So they're either fat or ugly or dudes.
Are you a homo magnet?
Probably.
Oh.
So I might as well just do the world a favor and throw myself off a cliff.
Nah.
I'm not a homo, and I'm done with fat, ugly chicks. I'm not dating any more fat, ugly chicks.
Now, the world doesn't deserve the resulting fertilizer.
Huh?
The world doesn't deserve the resulting fertilizer.
I don't know. We got too many people as it is, but I know you disagree with that.
Definitely. We're not even close to too many people.
Whatever.
We're actually not even close to enough people.
Okay, we have too many useless people. Let's put it that way.
That is probably always true.
Okay. Oh, the movie Metropolis from like 1940s to 1950s?
Yeah. I think it was earlier than that, actually. It was a silent movie.
Yes. That's what some of us believe the New World Order agenda is.
Pretty much.
And we're pretty close to that already. And we're pretty close to that already.
It's been achieved already, as far as I'm concerned. Just like the book 1984. People say, "Oh, they're right on. This is right out of 1984." It's like, well, yeah. But the fact that you missed the fact that the whole world is in sync with the book 1984 right now means that it's very effective.
Yeah, I mean, the whole breaking up of the family, where the men can't support the family anymore, and the women don't respect the men anymore. We all have to work one. Everybody has to work at least one full-time job, if not two or three.
Right.
Yeah, Metropolis.
Yeah. Yep. Everybody working.
Yep.
Everybody trying to provide everybody else with a free ride without getting it themselves.
Well, everybody providing somebody with the free ride.
Right. Yeah, that's
the
true.
The elite gets the free ride. In the movie Metropolis, I don't see that they would allow the lazy to get away with the free ride unless they're part of the elite.
Right. Who are the lazy?
Right. So if you were a peasant, you were a worthless human being, according to the elitists, they would do away with you, probably. I don't know. The movie didn't touch on that.
Well, it was trying to show how great and perfect it would be under those circumstances.
It was trying to show what?
It was trying to show how great and perfect it would be.
No, it wasn't. So. It was an exposure of it.
Well.
Okay, basically the way the movie starts out is, you know, this guy is hanging out in, for example, a Garden of Eden type of thing, having fun, naive bliss, chasing the lady, having a good old time. And then this woman barges into their area with these kids and says something or does something to bring light to the subject of what's really going on behind the scenes.
Okay.
And the guy, and of course everybody hurries up and shushes her and pushes her out the way. Well, the guy pays attention to what she has to say. He's like, huh, this woman is intriguing, and what she says is fascinating, or this woman is fascinating, and what she says is intriguing. I want to know more. And he starts opening his mind. Well, his father is like one of the higher-ups and the elitists who runs the show. And he starts questioning his father, and his father tries to set him straight. But it doesn't work, and he starts digging and starts exposing and starts, you know, and basically starts hanging out with this strange woman who is exposing him to all of this nonsense, waking him up, giving him the red pill, and then all kinds of crazy stuff happened. I don't remember how it ends, but it basically, it's a wake-up movie. It's a wake-up story. But yeah, Metropolis is basically kind of an exposure of what they want, what their agendas are, and stuff like that.
Right. Now, where's the artificial woman robot come into this thing?
I don't know, and I don't remember what that was all about either. I think the artificial woman was to sway his thinking, sway his mind, because he was an important figure in the you know, people, because he was the son of, you know, the elite. And so they wanted to deflect him. They wanted to change his mind bring him back to the dark side or whatever.
Right.
Because he had too much influence over people. But I don't remember. I gotta watch the movie again. I actually ripped it off of the DVD, and I have it on my hard drive.
Right, which was a recent, relatively recent remastering of that movie.
Yes. It was made in 1940. So they knew, 40s or 50s, so they knew back then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they had, as soon as the movies came out, they had conspiracy movies exposing the conspiracies and things like that going on. People knew. All right?
Yeah.
But they also forgot. They didn't know what had happened in previous generations also. So they're just repeating the same stuff over and over again. We're still repeating it. We haven't made any progress.
Like Pizzagate.
Yeah.
If you forget, you will repeat.
And they have. It just wasn't with children this time.
Right. Well, probably. I mean, we don't know. We don't know what's going
before
on.
Before Pizzagate, there was some senator that was running a gay escort service out of his offices.
Well, and there's nothing really wrong with that as long as they're all consenting adults.
Yeah, but it's acceptable behavior as far as the country's concerned.
Well,
basically, he was running his own homosexual prostitution ring is what he was doing.
Right. Well, and according to the standards of this country, yeah, that would be immoral and unjust.
I tell you what, if I worked for IBM and I was running a prostitution ring out of the offices of IBM, would that be inappropriate?
I don't know.
Yes.
I'd have to ask IBM. I'd have to ask IBM if that was inappropriate.
It would be inappropriate. You know?
I hear you. I'm not saying it is or it isn't. What I'm saying is you know, there are certain things that we make a big deal about that really should not be made a big deal about when there's other things that are more important things to be worrying about. Now, having a child sex slave ring thing in the White House or whatever is definitely something to frown on. In comparison, you know, a consenting adult pimping out other consenting adults in Washington, I don't know that I would necessarily frown on that as much as I would frown on them doing other things like raping, plundering, and pillaging other countries as well as their own citizens or sovereigns.
If they're representing me and their job was to represent me, which is, that's another subject altogether, because nobody can represent me, and honestly, if anybody can represent anybody else anyway, that's, you know.
Well, okay, true. If you're in office, you should not have an escort service on the side, no.
No, you should be busy doing your job of representing your clients. You know?
Right.
If you want to run an escort service, hey, 4 years from now, run your escort service. Let somebody else run for the office.
True that.
You know.
I can agree with that. But I mean, yeah, I mean, they're all consenting adults doing consenting adult things. So, yeah, that's a fine line because it is a free country. It's like in Red Towers. Earlier, I was watching them argue about that whole bake a cake issue. You know, it's like this gay couple, I don't know if they were male or female, but this gay couple wanted these people to bake them a cake for their wedding or something, and they refused to bake them a cake. So, because this is not a free country anymore, they forced those people out of business because they refused to bake them a cake.
Yep.
Now, personally, if I was gay and I went to somebody's store and wanted them to bake me a cake and they refused, I'd be like, well, screw you. I don't want your business anyway. I want you to have my money. Why would I want to support a business that doesn't support my lifestyle and who I am? I'll take my money to somebody who does.
Yep.
You know? Screw you. And then they're talking about picketing. Well, yeah, they should picket them and they should riot and how is all this. It's like, well, wait a minute. What about their freedom? I mean, yeah, you have the freedom to be gay or lesbian or whatever, poly or whatever. They have the right to their beliefs as well. They're not coming to your gay establishment demanding that you cater to heterosexual whatevers or their Christian whatevers. I mean, if they were, then I would
honestly
say that's wrong.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do, but yeah.
Well, I'm not saying that they didn't. I'm not saying they didn't. Here's my turn. This is the one I was looking for. A lot of Christians, or so-called Christians, they do that. They try to shove their religion down other people's throats and force them to believe the way they believe. And because they do that, in some ways, I don't blame the gay community for doing the same thing back to them. I mean, you only brought it on yourself. But two wrongs don't make a right, my mother always used to tell me. They're both wrong. But, I mean, yeah. If somebody won't... Well, of course, I don't care if you're gay or lesbian or transgender. If you want me to bake you a cake, I'll bake you a cake. But if I was, like, homophobic... Well, I'm kind of homophobic. If I was anti-gay, why would you want me to bake your cake? I might poison it. I might put X-Lax in it. You know, like I always threaten to do my kids when they misbehave. I threaten to make them X-Lax brownies. Well, actually, that started when they let the dog lick a lollipop or something like that. And then they turned around and gave it to me. And I didn't know the dog was licking on it. And then after I stuck it in my mouth, they started laughing at me.
Yeah.
So, I told them I was going to get even with them. And, it was actually Alexis that did it. So I tormented her for a year. She thought I was going to get even with her. And then I told her sister what I was going to do, and that was the X-Lax brownies. And she thought that was evil, and she loved it because Caitlin's kind of evil herself, you know? And she thought it was wonderful. She wanted me to do it. And so I actually got even with the both of them because they both were in on it because Caitlin wanted me to do it. Alexis didn't want me to do it, but she was in fear that I would, and I never did. So I tortured both of them by not doing it, but pretending that I was going to. But that's where that came from. But anyhow, yeah, I mean, if I didn't like you, why would you want me to bake your cake? I might put some kind of X-Lax or some funky shit in it, you know? Or might it make it just taste horrible, and then I ruin your wedding party or birthday party or whatever kind of party we're having.
Right. But, of course, they feel safe in that because then they'd have one more thing to complain about and one more thing to sue you over.
Well, you can't sue somebody for making a horrible cake. Well, you probably can. Because they probably would have sued them for the same reason that they sued them in the first place. Oh, they made a horrible cake because we were gay.
They ruined
my
wedding.
They ruined my wedding.
They need to refund me all the costs and everything.
Yeah. Well, and actually, that probably would have been more legitimate. You know? Because if they didn't tell them that, if they weren't honest and say, I'm sorry, we can't do business, we can't make your cake because it's, you know, we don't condone of your lifestyle. If they just made the cake and screwed it up and ruined the wedding, or whatever the party, then they would have had a viable lawsuit because they sabotaged the cake.
Right.
But, you know, still, I mean, I don't know. I would just, you know, when I was living the poly lifestyle, I would, you know, do business with people who accepted me for me and, you know, us for being poly. And if they didn't accept us, I didn't associate with them. Plain and simple.
Right. Simple enough.
Yeah. Now, and you have the freedom to not accept me. Well, I have the freedom to not accept you, too. Thank you. Have a nice day.
That's called the freedom of association.
Yeah, or disassociate.
Well, no, it's the freedom of association. It goes two ways. You have the right to choose who you associate with. And quite frankly, Uncle Sam violates that left and right. Some of the states try to force you to take your kid to public school, which is actually a freedom of association violation. Because, you know, if you don't want your kids associating with those kids, you shouldn't have to be forced to do so. Now, Amish demonstrate that there are ways around that. They specifically set up their own schools. And if somebody won't stick their nose in one of the Amish schools, then there's not much the Amish can do about that because they had to make room.
Right.
Okay, no tattoos, no piercings, and they have to wear the funny clothes.
Are you talking about the Amish or the polygamists?
Yeah, either way. But, you know, some of them associated with me. So, you got that freedom. You got that right. I mean, that's
well,
pretty
yeah.
much a God-given thing.
Yeah, we need to stop trying to force people to believe the way we believe.
I think Christ more or less instructed us to stop doing that.
Yeah, but a lot of Christians don't follow Christ.
No, they don't. They follow something else. It's hard to say what they follow.
True.
All right. Well, 15 minutes and we'll be in at this for 3 hours.
3 hour podcast.
All right, fine.
That's done with the notes for today. And my battery's at 15%.
Good.
So,
tell these people how they can get to the podcast and listen to us in the future. And obviously they know that already and be listening to it.
Yeah. Well, unless they share it with somebody, because, because the name of the MP3 does not say Demented Dungeons and Dragons. It says DD&D. DDD-POD. DD&D Podcast. Now, you can also Google DD&D Podcast. Because I own DDD-podcast.com. Maybe that's what I should make the future podcasts MP3s is DDD-podcast instead of POD. And in that way, they can look up DDD-podcast and they'll be able to find it.
Okay.
So, yeah, DDD-podcast.com or DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers, New World Order, and Dungeons and Dragons.
That sounds like one of your practice phrases.
I slipped the New World Order part in there.
Hey, we got a couple of minutes still. Tell them what kind of gun you want to get.
Oh, yes. If anybody finds a combination, they can... A combination AK-57 Uzi Radar Laser Turbo Barrel Double Scope Peace Seeking Shotgun. I'm looking for one.
Woohoo!
Yeah, if you didn't catch that, I'll say it again. A combination AK-57 Uzi Radar Laser Turbo Barrel Double Scope Peace Seeking Shotgun.
Right, all that to get a 30 points buck.
Yes! Actually, I don't want the 30-point buck. I want the 30-point doe.
In this cross-gender age, it may happen.
Yeah, I know, because they do the points by the horns, and does don't have horns. Or do they?
It'd be a freak of nature.
Okay, I didn't think they did. But, yeah, the doe meat tastes better than the buck meat, so... I don't care about no stinking horns. I'm just going for food.
Whereas, the only reason I'd want the antlers or whatever is to make tool handles out of it. So.
Well, in that case, it don't matter what kind of points you got, as long as you got points.
As long as it's got, yeah, as long as it's got a thickness of whatever.
And you ain't even got to hunt to find them. You just walk around in the spring.
Hey, well, good night, folks. No, actually, yeah, this is something we should they call antler traps. And we should look into how to make those and set them up and get ourselves some free antlers that way.
Yeah, but don't you have to register those with the New World Order?
According to the sheriff I was talking to, no.
Oh, okay. Oh, only the skull.
Yeah, if you got a complete skull, they want that registered with them, and it's like, no. You don't, even though the registration's free, no. It's none of your business, it's not your skull, and, you know, if ever I run across a circumstance where I see the game warden cough skulls from somebody. I'll put, you know, at the very least put in my 2 cents worth.
Well, and it's not free. You and I still have to pay for it through our tax dollars.
Well, yeah, we have to pay for the employee who reviews it. We have to pay for the paper that was written on. You know, yeah, you're right. It does come out of our tax dollars. We have to pay for the filing and the reviewing of the reports and all that stuff. And it's, you know, shit. But even
right,
if
so
it was completely free, even if it was completely
we're paying for the increase in the size, the cost, extent, the reach, and the power of government.
Right. Yeah, it's yeah. It's none of their business. Period.
Right, we are the sovereign people.
Now, I've got a friend who likes the laws on hunting licenses and stuff like that, because, and he's correct, people would hunt all the deer out if they didn't have some license to stop them. And
some regulations are okay, I think, but too many. We have too many.
Well, yeah, He's kind of correct. Actually, deer would become an urban problem because, you know, they don't shoot guns in town.
Right.
The problems in several of the cities where I was delivering newspapers, because there is no way of reducing their population. You know, and the deer knew it, because they weren't allowed to shoot guns part of the county, because the population was sick. You know. So the deer were overpopulating. So, anyway.
Okay, so that concludes the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. Call us. Call. We might have had a caller today. I heard when I got online we had a caller at the beginning, and I never heard him drop out. So it might have had somebody listening in this whole time. And that's great. We love that. Don't get us wrong. We're not knocking that. But we need people to call in and talk to us, bring up subjects that give us to talk about, kind of liven things up a little bit, because, you know, we're not boring. We're not exciting. We're somewhere in between. But we can be both. And I don't know, we just kind of would like to have some callers to help us liven things up a bit. So call in.
And you don't learn new things unless you talk to new people, you know?
True.
So.
True that. So we look forward to hearing from you. We got 63 countries. Somebody can call in and talk.
Hey, if you or Mars.
I'm about to lose signal.
All right. Bye, folks.
All right. Go ahead and finish what you were saying. But call in. Talk to us. And we got listeners. We just need callers to call and talk to us.
Was I saying something? I forgot.
Okay, never mind then. So long.
Farewell. I'll be the same good night.
Did somebody just call in? That was weird. Maybe David hung up, but it sounded like somebody called in. Well, if you just called in, sorry you missed us, because we are actually ending the podcast. You're 3 hours late. But hey, join us again next time, next Saturday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And check out our website, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where you can find the international phone numbers, and you can listen to the podcast. Call in next Saturday. We appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.